India. Bits and pieces. Exercise 4. B. A choir trip to India.
The Finnish show choir, Aventure, is on a choir trip to India. They have 4 concerts at Neemrana Palace, which is a hotel 125 kilometres outside Delhi. The choir has just arrived at New Delhi International Airport. Listen to Maria talking about her Indian experiences. Part 1.
It's 2 a.m. Indian time. We have just arrived at New Delhi International Airport after a 7-hour flight from Finland. The smell hits me straight away as we leave the aeroplane. Smoke, spices and leather. Quite a nice smell, actually. It's just so overwhelming, so strong. We all take a deep breath and think, India, here we are. We pick up our bags at the baggage claim and walk towards the exit. I have to go to the toilet. My friend Eva just went there and told me that I need some money. I start walking towards the toilet sign. There's a woman in a sari by the door. She greets me and hands me toilet paper and asks me to pay. I give her a 10-rupee note. I have no idea how much that is. Maybe it's a lot, because the woman is really happy. Outside the airport building, the smog really hits us. We have heard that Delhi is one of the most polluted cities in the world, but we were not prepared for this. The world looks white. It is difficult to breathe. We can't see more than a few metres ahead of us. Suddenly, we realise that our luggage is walking away without us. A group of men rush off with our bags. Wait! We have no choice but to follow, or our bags will be lost in the crowd. The men stop by a bus, give us a few toothless smiles, hold out their hands and say, "Please, madam." Aha! They are porters, and now they want money. Again, I dig into my money belt and pay. Our bus is waiting, but before we can get inside, we have to lift our bags onto the roof of the bus. Then we climb on board. The culture shock really hits us as we drive off into the Delhi night, the smoky, noisy Delhi night.
Part 2.
Indian traffic. Cyclists, motorbikes, taxis, trucks and cars all share the roads. There are no lanes. If there is a space on the road, you fill it. But first, of course, you need to beep. No need to look in the rear view mirror. Just look straight ahead, beep, and hope for the best. It is incredibly foggy. Our bus moves like a snail along the road. The bus trip is supposed to take 2 hours, but instead it takes 4 hours. We are exhausted. But finally we arrive at the hotel, Neemrana Palace. The hotel is a breathtaking 14th century palace, and it's lit up with hundreds of light bulbs. It looks like something out of a fairy tale. We enter the magical palace and see our rooms. All the 15 girls can sleep together in a big conference room. 2 long lines of mattresses have been set along the walls. Very sweet. It's 7 a.m. Indian time, and finally, we can get some sleep. We wake up in time for lunch. We eat colourful, spicy dishes with lots of yoghurt, pappadums and naan bread. I didn't realise that Indian food can be this good, but spicy as well. Our tongues are burning and our lips feel swollen. It is good food, but incredibly hot. After lunch, we go to see our concert place and do the sound check. Our stage is an amazing outdoor amphitheatre in the palace area. We feel quite special. We hold 4 concerts at the hotel. Everybody loves us, especially the Indian staff when we perform a Bollywood song in Hindi. They can't stop laughing. I hope they laugh with us rather than at us. The days are lazy. We explore the palace and the villages outside it. There's such a big culture shock when we leave the protected hotel area and step into a small, poor village. There are pigs and cows everywhere, lots of rubbish in the streets. Children come running up to us, asking us for a pen. A pen? Then we understand. It doesn't mean they want to write something. It means, do you have something fun to give us? We walk through the village and look at the local people, and they look at us. We are just as exotic to them as they are to us. We can also see camel carts carrying building materials, women washing clothes, storekeepers calling for customers, and children playing. Today, we heard that there is a wedding in the village. Hindu weddings are celebrated for 3 days, and there are lots and lots of people, families, and friends. The time to go back home comes much too quickly. As we get back on the bus, we all feel that we have to come back again soon. We haven't even scratched the surface of this incredible country. Beauty, colour, smells, contrasts, and culture shocks. India attacks your senses and leaves you wanting more.